Good morning, everyone. This is Graham. We're reading today from Genesis chapter 11, verse 27 through to chapter 12, verse 3. This is the account of Terah's family line. Terah became the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran became the father of Lot. While his father Terah was still alive, Haran died in Ur of the Chaldeans in the land of his birth. Abram and Nahor both married. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife was Milcah. She was the daughter of Haran, the father of both Milcah and Iscah. Now Sarai was childless because she was not able to conceive. Terah took his son Abram, his grandson Lot, son of Haran, and his daughter-in-law Sarai, the wife of his son Abram, and together they set out from Ur of the Chaldeans to go to Canaan. But when they came to Haran, they settled there. Terah lived 205 years, and he died in Haran. The Lord had said to Abram, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." The first three verses of Genesis chapter 12 here are in many ways the foundation for the rest of the Old Testament and really for the whole Bible. They are the promise that drives forward the whole of Scripture. At one level, it's a promise to one man, Abram, and his descendants, but at the same time, we see here God's great purpose to continue with his original plan for the whole of creation. In Genesis 1, God creates the heavens and the earth. He forms light and the sky and the land and the seas, and then he fills what he has formed: sun, moon and stars, birds and sea creatures, livestock and wild animals, and it's all good. Then he creates mankind in his image to rule over the earth and its creatures, and having created them, he blesses them and says, "Be fruitful and increase in number," and everything is good. And then it goes very bad. Mankind rebels against God and the ground is cursed. In Genesis 6, humanity begins to increase in number, but their hearts are evil, so God floods the earth. And then God blesses Noah and his sons and says, "Be fruitful and increase in number," but humanity still rejects God. And then God calls Abram and blesses him so that Abram himself will be a blessing, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through him. All peoples on earth will be blessed. And then we jump forward a couple of thousand years and Jesus comes announcing the blessings of God's kingdom, and through his cross and resurrection, God blesses us with every spiritual blessing in Christ because God has redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to us through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. And then John has this amazing vision of the heavenly throne, and the living creatures and the elders are singing because Jesus, the Lamb of God, has purchased for God people from every tribe and language and nation. And then we jump forward another 2,000 years, and you and I are listening to this Bible reading this morning, and we are part of this. Through Christ, we share in this blessing, and it's wonderful, and it's glorious, and it's incredible. Paul writes in Galatians 3 how Scripture foresaw. Scripture looked way ahead into the future and saw that God would justify the Gentiles, that's us, by faith. And God announced the gospel in advance to Abraham: all nations will be blessed through you. And these three verses here are referring ultimately to the gospel of Christ. It's like a glorious golden promise flowing down through Scripture to us. And we are so blessed. And we need to live in that blessing and rejoice in it and pray that we may be a blessing to others. Lord God, our wonderful, loving Heavenly Father, thank you, thank you, thank you for blessing us in Christ. Lord, you've given us so much. Please make us a blessing to those around us. Amen.